Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla and I were just talking about this. I actually spent like 15 minutes this morning when I really could have been doing something else. Writing an email that I never sent.
Was it for like a venting thing though?
Oh sure, all the time.
I do the same thing. Like when I'm frustrated about something, I will write an email and it'll be elaborate. It is detailed. It'll be three pages if you printed it out. And then I'm like, delete.
Yeah, because it's not worth it. Yeah, but it's just not worth the fallout. It feels like.
Oh, to press send? Yeah, not worth it.
Honestly, I spent forever. Lil Jess was out of the room. I spent just a ridiculous amount of time this morning writing an email that I never sent.
because
there's just some, there's something going on here that I was just frustrated with. And do you do that? Do you send the email if you write it?
I write it, but on a piece of paper because I'm always afraid. I know they say don't put anybody in the to section, but I'm still always afraid.
Yep.
And not afraid of really the repercussions. It's like, oh, dang. Okay. I guess I am ready to talk about it because it's sent.
Right. Yeah.
But yes, it is very therapeutic to just get it out. My mom's always telling me, be careful what you put in writing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just writes it and then immediately takes out her letter and burns the
yes.
piece of paper.
You can't even rip it up these days with all these nosy people in the trash can.
Well, anyway, so that was my morning so far.
Oh,
I stared at it. I stared at it for a solid, I don't know, 10, 12 minutes.
A big question for you.
You were proofreading, weren't
you? Do you feel better?
No, I wasn't proofreading. I was deciding, what? I wasn't proofreading. I was deciding whether I was going to send it or not.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it was like, well, should I? Why would I proofread it?
I do. I know that's really sad, but I'll reread it and then I'll delete it. And I'm like, oh, word mistake right there. Shoot.
Well, do you at least feel better?
Maybe. I don't know. I still don't know if I shouldn't have sent it or not.
Oh, you sent it.
I'm wondering now that it's gone. You know what I mean? Now that it's gone, now I'm kind of like, well, God, I kind of wish I'd have sent it now. I could probably recreate it later.
I'm sure you can.
I just won't be nearly as angry as I was when I first read. You know what I mean? It's like that first draft of it has that little edge to it. Yeah. You know, it was like, whew. All right, it's Before the Show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Right out of the chute. Anybody notice how it started to get lighter today? How it started to get lighter earlier?
Right? I noticed
that. Don't we have a daylight savings coming?
Saturday.
We spring forward. Saturday night into Sunday. Yeah. We spring forward. And it was just, I was like, this morning, so if you're up this early, you know what I mean? You notice like about 5:30, that sunrise was just starting. And then I'm like, now we're going to spring forward? it was kind of pointless.
Right.
So if they do get rid of the spring forward, fall back thing.
Yeah.
Which way do we want it? Do we want it to be this way that we got it right now?
Okay.
Or do we want it to be the other way where it is sprung? Where it is sprung forward?
I think I'd like being sprung.
See, I'm torn. And the reason why is, okay, during the summer, I get that having it lighter in the day, it makes like, okay, hold on. Maybe I'm thinking that differently. Okay, do I want it to be lighter, or darker later?
Yeah, lighter earlier or lighter later?
Because, see, in the winter, having it lighter in the evening helps with how cold it is. But in the summer, having it darker in the evening would help with the heat that we have here.
They adjusted Lil Jess's mic so she can stand up now. And she can stand because of her back. Yeah. And they made it so she can stand up. Look how much more thoughtful she is standing.
You're like on
your game today already.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little, I guess go with lighter nights.
I've had this dream of living in Alaska my whole life, living in Alaska at some point. And I know.
Mosquitoes the size of your head.
Oh, okay. Well, pass then.
Do you know when I was a little kid, I lived up there?
I know. I love that. I want to so bad. Just even if it's for like a summer or something like that, just to live there. Mm-hmm. However, I know that I like it extremely dark all the time. So I think I would go with it gets darker earlier. I think that's what I would go with. But I know it's extreme up there. That's the only reason I couldn't live in Alaska, because you have, like, during the summertime, like 18 hours of daylight or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Land of the midnight sun.
I couldn't do that.
So, Chet, dark or light?
I'm trying. What are we talking about? Are we still talking about sunshine?
We're still talking about sunshine.
I tried to put it into Toy Drive.
Good.
I kind of dig the way Toy Drive is now, though.
So it's darker earlier.
I think you would have more donations if it was lighter later.
I could be the same.
Hmm.
I was honestly, you know what I was thinking of?
What?
How cold it stays in the morning. And truly, you know when I get the most sunburn? The freaking morning.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't have sunscreen on yet because it's early.
You're walking around.
Sunscreen on and the sun is hitting me right in the face in the morning from the east side.
City where the
do
sun
I need to start reminding you during Toy Drive to put sunscreen on early in the morning?
Let's not get off subject here. I want to be sprung forward. I think I do.
That sounds fun, by the way.
It gets light, so it stays light later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, but then it would get light later.
It stays light later. It's darker in the morning.
Darker in the morning, lighter at night? Or I think most people would like it that way.
Okay.
Most people? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't know. I don't get to choose, so I just realized this is whole just like... I mean, it's great to talk about and everything, but semi-pointless. It's happening, whether we want it to or
exactly.
not.
Exactly, yeah.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my goodness. Kayla, give me a number between 1 and 8.
7.
7. Another 7. So that would be Ramon. Hello, Ramon.
Hey, what's up, brother? How's it going?
Ramon's from Northtown.
Hey.
You already know how we do, baby.
Of course we do.
Love it.
Solid choice, Kayla. Uh-huh. So I think we picked well.
Yeah.
Ramon, we have a number of questions for you, courtesy of James Lipton of Inside the Actors Studio, who passed away at age 93 yesterday. Will Ferrell used to do a really funny impersonation.
That's how I know it, too.
That's exactly how you know it. Okay. So here's question number 1.
What is your favorite word?
What is your favorite word? Ramon, what is your favorite word?
A la verga.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what is your favorite word?
A la verga.
Okay. What does that mean for those of us who don't speak Spanish?
It's like... You can use it in double sense. You can say, screw off, or you can say, F word, you know? Dang it.
Oh, so did you just get us in trouble?
No.
I'm just saying. Kayla, what's your favorite word?
Fire.
Lil Jess, what's your favorite word?
I'm going to go with Ramon style, choose a Spanish word, chismosos.
Hey, I was going to say, you be careful, too.
What's your favorite word?
Win.
Ah, okay.
My favorite word is win. Next question.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you get to the pearly gates? Ramon, what do you want God to say to you?
You may answer.
Hear your grandparents.
Aww.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want a big hug and for God to say, I knew you had this, kid.
Oh,
yeah, I'd like a fist bump. Nice work.
Yeah, right?
I just like a little fist bump. Nice, nice work. Okay, next question.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I'll say a railroad worker.
Railroad worker.
That's awesome.
That
I don't know.
Is interesting.
I don't even
know. That is some hard work right
there. I don't even know if Ramon's being serious, but I like his answers.
Like in a diamond cave?
You want to be the engineer?
Hey, I'll do whatever I have to do with railroad so I get up there, brother.
I love Ramon so much.
Let's see if you know mine. You know this too. What would I love to do if I wasn't doing radio?
Oh, I know it. I know it. I know it.
Yes.
You would like to be the Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, yeah.
Dermatologist.
Yeah, yes. You'd like to be a dermatologist. That's true. What would you do?
Well, while you guys were discussing it, I was thinking I want to be like a Beyonce, a Bruno Mars. Because I think on stage, like, I could bring the fire.
I can make that. Get that back worked out. Get that back issue worked out. I can make
but
that happen.
Being in the ER yesterday and paying attention to how many days they work, how much they get paid, definitely somebody well off in the medical industry.
Like a doctor or like a nurse or like...
Or maybe a chemist.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Fun.
What would you like?
It's kind of the same but different. I'd like to do sports play-by-play.
Oh,
and
okay.
I do a little bit of that now.
Yeah, but it's not your full-time gig.
It's not my full-time gig. I would really love to do that.
Fun.
Next question.
What sound do you hate?
Oh, what sound do you hate? What sound?
I don't really have a sound right now that I hate, but let's just go with chalk. I don't know.
What
chalk
is
on the backboard.
Chalk on the mud.
Chalk, yeah.
So mine's really weird. I have to flush the toilet when I go to the bathroom, so I don't hear the splashes when it happens.
Okay.
So I'm a total valley girl, but I cannot stand.
Teeth on a fork. Teeth on a fork.
Yes.
Listen, I need lightning round answers.
All right,
now.
Here we go.
No
Got
story.
It.
No story. Just tell. Answer the question.
What sound do you love?
What sound do you love? What sound do you love, Ramon?
Oh, the money comes.
Yeah, right.
Sizzling on a
anytime my son speaks.
Yeah, my wife's voice.
Oh,
my wife's
sweet.
Voice. Next question.
The moment we've all waited for. What is your favorite Chris word?
What is your favorite? Okay.
Oh, wait.
Now nobody can say it. You just have to give us the idea. Okay. What is your favorite curse word? Like, what is it?
What if it's in Spanish? Can I say it in Spanish?
No,
no,
can't say it in Spanish.
No.
Okay.
So, like, for me, it's F word.
Yeah, amen. I co-sign.
And for me, it's what's my favorite word? But too short. You know what comes next, right? What's my favorite word?
Funny, I haven't heard that in a minute.
I was about to say it.
Kayla?
My name is... Go ahead.
Yeah, Ramon, go.
My name is go straight to your mama's house and go bug her.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So we were joking, what was it, two Fridays ago with Jacob Toronto, ChasingCinema.com, about how none of us wanted to go. We kind of wanted to go see Call of the Wild.
But we didn't want to see it because we weren't sure if it was going to end the same way of like Marley and me and all that. And it's like, oh, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, they want the dog to get it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, apparently there were plenty of other people that wished the dog would get it. Because it looks like Call of the Wild is going to lose $50 million.
Oh, that's crazy.
The Harrison Ford movie.
Yes.
With that CGI dog that looks just a little bit off.
Do you know what I mean?
That you can tell it's CGI.
Yeah. Do you think if they used an actual dog as opposed to a CGI, people might want to see it more?
So PETA made a big deal about how they were so happy that they didn't use a real dog. However, it may have ruined this movie. Because the dog, didn't we all agree that the dog was just a little bit off?
It was like cartoonish.
Yeah.
It was bad.
And I joked with Kayla, I'm like, why are you mad at the CGI dog? Why can't a CGI dog get a job?
Uh-huh.
Why not? Well, this is why. Because this thing, the CGI dog, drove the budget up over $125 million. And they think they're going to lose $50 million because nobody likes a damn dog.
Oh, wow. $50 million.
That's the thing that everybody's saying is that this movie's just a little off because of the dog. And yet.
Do you understand? Wow. I actually really appreciate movies like this when like Harrison Ford was basically acting to himself. You left me nothing there. And that's what I have to tell myself when I see these horrible cartoon human hybrid movies.
Dog looked like a zombie dog.
It did look like
dog. Dog looked like those dogs in on Game of Thrones when they're up there at the wall.
Oh.
Yeah, like, oh, you know what? Like zombie wolf, like Night King's dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, like zombie, like I just expected to, like the dog would turn around and he wouldn't have skin on the other side.
It was like Space Jam all over again. I think this whole movie is okay, like,
so yeah. I think we've proven it right there that the dog really is a problem. Yeah. $50 million worth of problem? I don't know, but still, it's bad.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Feeling story of the day. This is just straight up adorable. There's a 29-year-old woman in Philadelphia. Her name is Toya Wimberly. She recently got engaged and posted photos from her engagement party on Facebook because that's what you do.
Yes.
Turns out her best friend's aunt recognized Toya's dad from back in the day. Her best friend is Ashley Thomas. They've been tight since the sixth grade, so about 17 years.
Oh.
Toya's dad, Ken, used to joke that Ashley was his other daughter because she was constantly hanging out at his house. And it turns out he was right.
What?
As a kid, Ashley found out that her dad was not her biological father. And sadly, her mom passed away before telling her who her real dad was. But Ashley's aunt was flipping through Toya's engagement photos. You still with me on this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Ashley's aunt was flipping through Toya's engagement photos and remembered Ken, Toya's dad.
Yes.
From when he used to date Ashley's mom. And apparently Ken didn't know that she'd gotten pregnant, but they did date shortly before Ashley was born. So they took a DNA test and found out he is her dad.
No.
So they've been best friends and they really are sisters and everybody's pretty fired up about it.
I always looked up to Ashley as if she was a big sister. We always heard, oh, y'all look just alike.
She asked me about if I knew Ashley's mother. And I said, oh yeah, I remember Michelle. And I was trying to figure out where we were going at with this.
A week later, the DNA test came back. Ashley is your sister. I just started crying.
You couldn't have told me in a million years that this beautiful young lady was my daughter. She's always been like a daughter to me for the last 17 years.
It's been that way because we already looked at each other that way. To really know is weird.
I still can't believe she's still my sister. I'm still in shock.
And I'm the baby sister. Your baby sister.
Yeah. And they've always felt like sisters, and they feel even closer now.
That is so sweet.
Isn't that just straight up adorable? Awesome. Yeah, it's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
And gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I know nobody wants to hear about thoughts and prayers, but my heart goes out to Nashville today.
Oh my God.
I really dig Nashville. Have you ever been?
It's so much fun there.
Oh my God. Nashville. I was like, why have I not done this before?
I've been told that they call Nashville Nash Vegas. I've been told that.
Sure. Yeah, sure. But I love Nashville. I tell my wife like every week that when we finally just go to take a trip for fun, that's where we're going.
Yep.
Because it's awesome. But they got hit by tornadoes last night.
Yeah.
It leveled like 40 buildings in downtown Nashville or something, right? Oh,
crazy.
My God.
So I don't know what more to do than thoughts and prayers. So that's all I got right now. Just thinking about Nashville today. At what point when you're in the grocery store, does that item become yours? And here's why I bring this up. My boy Greg, now ordinarily when somebody, we've all lived this, and I think other people in other professions live this as well on a certain level, but on occasion, we'll get the people that go, oh, yo, you can use this one for your show. It's always dudes. Mm. It's always dudes. Hey, yeah, you can use this one for the show. And immediately I glaze over. Immediately I'm like, oh, God.
It's true.
I think my wife is calling me. I got to go. Greg was right. So Greg is at the grocery store. And his wife, she has the list.
Yeah.
It's one of the few things that a lot of us still do on pen and paper. Do you still write a grocery list?
I do.
I actually keep mine on my phone now.
I would like to keep mine on my phone, but we never do.
I have a lists app, so.
You know why? Because my wife wants, because we, well, if we were, because she's an iPhone and I'm an Android. If we were both iPhone, we could keep that list together, couldn't we? Yeah. I should probably get on board. But we have a paper list. And so does Greg and his wife. His wife forgets a pen to cross off items.
And oh, that's the worst.
And it's bugging her.
Yeah.
It's bugging her to no end. So they go over to the paper supplies aisle. She gets a package of pens.
Okay.
Rips it open and starts using the pen to cross off the items.
Okay.
And it's making him crazy. He's like, what are you doing? And she says, I'll pay for it when we check out. And Greg is like, no, you can't do that.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, well, yeah, you kind of can. Now, the here's the reason why I don't do it is because I've been the guy to do this just for fun. Like, I'll grab a bag of Doritos and hammer a Diet Mountain Dew and then just leave it in the cart by the time you get up there. And you go, yeah, I ate this.
Yeah.
And they give you the look. They're judgy. I don't like being judged.
You've had people judge you before?
I've been judged.
Yeah. He's like, I pick up a judged. Diet Coke and like sip a Diet Coke as I'm walking up and down the aisle or whatever it is. So
if you eat half a thing of grapes, you know what I mean? They do those by weight.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Why not?
It's different. It's done by weight. There's that package of pens isn't done by weight.
I'll get on their scale. I'll get on their scale when I come in.
Gotcha.
I'll sit on their scale when I come in, and I'll sit on their scale when I go out.
It's just different.
Yeah, I'm guilty of always going when I'm hungry to the store.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'll grab a soda, like you said, grab some chips with the intention, knowing that I'm going to pay for that at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Have you ever forgotten?
No, I don't forget because my issue is as I'm walking out, I don't want to be arrested because they have me on the cameras over a bag of chips and soda.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what Greg was saying. He goes, the whole rest of the time I was waiting for somebody to come up and bust us because I didn't really know this was a thing.
Oh, I'm sure like security at these places or whatever sees this all the time.
I said, your mom never used to just shut you up with something from the store when you were a kid. Your mom never did that.
Oh yeah.
All the time.
He said, yes, he always got a box of animal crackers that he would never open until he got to the car.
Oh, really?
Wow, what a great citizen.
I know, right?
By the way.
That's what I said. I go, you're really not that solid of a guy. You're really not that. You're a bit of a rule breaker. I don't know what your thing is with the grocery store.
By the way, I love rules, and this guy's too uptight for me.
Oh.
Whoa, stop everything right
just
there.
Just saying.
This bit's over.
No.
I think we've got a ruling then. Okay, so it's okay. So when you're in there, so the stuff doesn't actually become yours. It becomes yours the moment that you pick it up.
That's when it becomes yours.
So okay, so
the
I can't
you use it.
Okay, yeah. So I can't go into the store and take something out of somebody else's cart.
No, okay, that is so a no, sir. No.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This sounds like a P1's court to me. It just does. It's a P1's court. It's a P1's court. It's a P1's court. What are the two things that we can't... Okay, what's not an argument?
Come on is not an argument.
That's not an argument.
No.
We can't use that, but it doesn't apply here. And the other thing that does us no good in these situations?
You just have to talk to them.
Talk to them. They've already talked. Keep in mind, they've already talked.
Okay.
So we're literally asking you, what would you do? It's a little lengthy, so hang with me. 6 years ago, when I was ready to propose to my now wife, I was in my first job post-graduation. My boss wasn't always great with paying me on time. Oh, under the table. Construction. or perhaps a local restaurant.
Yeah.
Maybe. I found the perfect diamond, the perfect setting, the perfect ring, yada yada. But I didn't have enough money saved up at the time to afford it. I was grabbing drinks with my best friend. Let's call him Mike. Second use of Mike. The last 15 minutes. Let's call him Mike, who ended up being the best man.
Okay. Okay.
When he heard about my problem, he insisted that I accept $5,000 from his savings to help pay for the ring. He made it a zero interest loan. He let me pay him back $100 a month until it was paid off. I was so grateful. I bought the ring. I paid him back in full in under a year.
Oh, wow.
And eventually told my wife about the whole thing. Post-marriage, she found it sweet at the time. Fast forward to a couple of weeks ago. Mike comes to me with exactly the same issue that I had back then. He didn't come to me to try and say that I owed it to him or anything like that. It just kind of came up in discussion when I was joking with him about how he'd been the one that put a ring on it. When I was joking with him about when he'd put a ring on his girlfriend's finger because she's an awesome woman whom my wife and I both love. Oh. When I was joking with him about when he would put a ring.
Oh, okay.
About when he would put a ring. Because we love his girlfriend. Okay, I got it. The amount that he needs is only about $4,000. And he swears he'll be able to pay me back in about a year, like I did with him.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me. So I bring this to my wife, and I said I'd like to help him out, especially in light of what he did for me and us back in the day.
Yeah.
My wife said no, flat out refused.
Wow.
Wife flat out refused. She believes our savings are for emergencies and nothing else. By the way, I believe this was pre-coronavirus. I've been sitting on this for a minute, just so you know. I reminded her that she loves her ring and she would not have that ring were it not for his help. She said she'd consider it, but only if we charge him interest.
What?
Man, who is this woman?
Mike's wife. Or no, Mike's friend's wife. I'm really torn here. I do agree with her. Don't spend your savings. That's how we are. But I feel like this is a unique situation that warrants bending this rule for a person that I've known for almost 20 years and who my wife has known for almost 8. A guy who stood up for us and next to us at our wedding. And a guy who refused to charge me interest even when I offered to pay it. We've still got plenty of money to support ourselves if an emergency occurs. So what do you do?
Oh, man.
What do you do? 702-364-9898. They've already talked.
Yep. Talking's been done. What would you...
I don't know. I don't know. I thought I knew. I thought I knew, and then when it came to saying it straight, I was like, give him the money. I'd give him the money, but man.
I mean, you want the wrath of your wife then?
Yeah, then
you
know? I just pictured my wife's face, and I went, nope.
So this is...
God bless America.
My whole thing is, I'm like, do I... Because I'm looking at it from my situation. If, like, buddy said no, but then my best friend needed it, and I was like,
And she gave you the money.
Mm-hmm.
She gave you the money and said, don't worry about it. $100 a month. Don't worry about a thing. Just pay me back. You have a solution?
I do.
What do you do?
I personally.
It's easy until you got to say it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to work all angles and I am a single woman. So at the same time, I'm trying to throw that in there. But if I was this guy, I would go back to my wife and say, we are doing this. I will make up in the meantime, putting that money back while my friend's not going to know that part. My friend's still going to, because this is a guy that did it for you. You followed through. You guys are two friends that actually follow through on your words with each other. Your friendship is important. No money's going to screw that up, obviously.
I appreciate that.
It's true facts in this specific story. So I would be like, we're doing this.
I want to see the man that walks up to you. Now, with that in mind, I want to find the man that walks up to you and says, babe. Because that's how it always starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Babe. We're doing this. And you look at him and go, okay. Because that in no way in hell.
I mean, there's still going to be some bickering. But honestly, he needs to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 702-364-9898. What do you do here? What are you able to do?
You probably won't like my solution, but it's the only one that I could possibly do, yeah.
No, I'm interested because I, honest to God, right now,
Mm-hmm.
I see that it's tough for the man. I get it.
I would never lie to my wife, but in this case, I might lie.
Oh, nah, see, that makes it worse.
Well, sure, we'll charge him interest. Sure. Don't worry about the interest. But you see, here's the thing. Amy would never do that. This is what I know. Mm-hmm. This is what I know. Because I could make that case to her.
Yeah.
702-364-9898.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
6 years ago, ready to propose to his now wife. He was in his first job post-graduation. Money was sketchy. His buddy loaned him $5,000 from his savings. Said, I don't want interest, just pay me back $100 a month. Simple. Now, a couple of weeks ago, buddy, they were just having a conversation about, hey, when are you going to put a ring on your girlfriend's finger? And he's like, well, soon enough, but I need, you know, I'm about $4,000 short. So he wants to help his buddy out, who loaned him 6 years ago, loaned him $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No interest. Just pay me back when you can. $100 a month, whatever. He needs $4,000, and the wife, the now wife, this guy was their best man, made it possible for them to get a ring. She says, maybe, but we got to charge him interest.
Okay.
He doesn't want to charge his buddy interest. They've already talked about it. So I want to take that option off the table. What are you going to do now? Carmen, what are you going to do?
I like little Jess's idea as far as giving the money, you know, giving him the money. Without a doubt, give him the money. If that was my husband coming to me, I would never have said no. So the fact that the wife said no, I mean, she's something. But little Jess's idea about, you know, if he can recover the money and put in, you know, every little bit every month, he's going to be getting paid back anyways. I don't see what the problem is. If we've established that they have enough savings, they can be fine. Just do it.
Why does she want interest?
Right.
I get it that we're kind of past that. We're past that. But it's like, so why do you have to?
Selfish. No. I don't know why.
That's where I was going too. Was just go. Yeah. Okay, honey. Yeah, we'll charge him interest. And then.
No.
They'll be fine. Yeah.
They'll be fine. She'll get over it. He needs to do it. Without a doubt, he needs to do it. I don't know why she even said no to begin with. I don't understand.
I think we're all kind of in that mode. But
yeah.
But also, you don't want to. So now I'm thinking about this in the future. So even if because Jesse, you and I kind of had the same idea.
Yeah.
Mine was, I thought maybe I was lying. But. The problem is what now? What if this messes up that relationship for a while? You know what I'm saying? What if your wife can't ever get past it? He still owes us $500.
Well, that is one of the risks he's taking by going back and saying, no, honey, we're going to do this without the interest. Or like you said, take care of the interest yourself. But yeah, it's going to cause a little friction, but that's a risk I think that it'll be willing to take for a temporary risk.
Yep, you just said it for me. Put in the interest yourself. Because you know what? Because he did you a solid before.
Exactly.
What was your thought, Kayla?
So I think you should guilt your wife into this. What you know, listen to this.
It's going to work.
Because what you do is honey, listen, you love Kimberly. I'm just going to throw her name out there. You love Kimberly so much. And you love doing things with them. If they don't get engaged soon, then she's going to leave him. You know this. So I think that we should just help them out. You like having a couple to hang out with.
The woman's going to fall for that, too. Yeah.
We got to get with Justin. He's busy right now. Justin.
Yes.
What do you think, buddy?
I think that he should definitely give it back because homies do help homies. I would come to her and say, babe, homies help homies. And aren't you like a homie of his?
Homies for life.
That's just like, it might be just be the bro code, you know, but if a friend helps me, I help the friend out.
Yeah, your wife doesn't give two rips about your bro code.
Yeah.
Your wife doesn't care about no bro code.
Like someone who's, you know, firm in what he believes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I hear you. We got you. Homies help homies. My wife would kick me in the junk. She'd go, why are you talking to me like that, idiot?
Oh, that's funny.
And you know what? And I'd look at her and I'd go, you're right. You're right.
Homies help homies.
I think Kayla's on to something here. I think Kayla's on to something. If you really like her, she's got to like the other. She's got to like the other girl.
I mean,
it sounds like she does. They're both like very. Yeah, I'm bored.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then part of that as well. Then just go ahead and do what you want and just sneak the money back. Here. It's all good.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I know it's hard for people to believe I am not a millennial. However, I know, shocking. Shocking. But they asked 2,000 millennials who are between the ages of 25 and 34,
mm-hmm.
which it seems like millennials, for all the crap they take, would be younger. You know what I mean?
But we're not.
I was surprised to see this 25 to 34. Putting up wallpaper, draining a radiator, and painting are among the DIY tasks that millennials do not feel confident doing without help. Even tightening a wobbly kitchen cupboard door or fixing a loose screw emerged among the jobs that young adults will not try without assistance.
Wow.
I wanted to flip this on its head, and this goes for everybody, because I am of the belief that everybody's got one thing they did that they were reasonably proud of.
Yes.
I think everybody's got at least one do-it-yourself project. You got one, don't you?
I'm not a millennial, but no, I've done all the basic stuff. But no, I'm on the millennial side. And this is probably why I'm single, because I'm like, there's somebody out there whose job that is, and I can just hire them to do it.
But even to like change a light bulb?
I can do that. I've painted a whole interior of the house.
Well, there's your answer. You painted the whole interior of a house. Mm-hmm. Are you not proud of that job?
I guess it was basic. It was exhausting. The one that I'm super intimidated about is changing the front door lock.
I got you.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'd like to keep this focused on the DIY job, and you don't have to be a millennial. The DIY job, I'll just sort of start over. The DIY job that you did that you're proud of. Because I think everybody's got one. You got one?
I changed the carpet. I actually changed my own carpet and did a pretty good job. Yeah,
very impressive.
I was impressed with myself, honestly. I did not think, but I would watch hours and hours of YouTube videos, and I was like, okay, I just need to bring in the measurements, lay it all out for them, brought it to one of the places, and
glue down the tack strip.
Yep.
And then you're good to go.
And I did it all. And then I got the little knee pusher thing, because you can rent one of those.
Sure.
Got a little knee push thing, and I just push the rug into place, the carpet.
That's solid work. 702-364-9898. I've always been super proud of my wife. She changed out an entire sink in the vanity.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, or in the powder room. So the sink and the vanity, she changed that out.
That's impressive.
She claims to this day that it wasn't that hard, and I've never done it, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
It doesn't look super hard, but at the same time, it does.
Yes, there's a reason they're professionals that do that kind of stuff.
I'm with you on that. Shannon, what DIY project did you do that you're super proud of?
Hi, I unclogged our toilet, and I unhooked it from the ground and did the wax ring and got 3 hot roll cars out of it and put it back together.
I was just going to say, I'm guessing that the person who's also making their presence known on the radio might have had something to do with that.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, by the way, that's a scary thing.
It's very intimidating.
If you're going to unhook the toilet, that's a scary thing. Jason, what's the DIY project you did that you're proud of?
Oh, I fixed the leak in my irrigation system.
That's good. No, good for you.
Yes. Yeah, so I got the PVC pipe, measured it out, got the plumber tape, got the connectors, got the adhesive, and I put it together, and it was really awesome.
Watched a lot of YouTube videos. That's all I do. I watch the YouTube thing. Unfortunately, they say you shouldn't do that because there's a lot of DIYs that are just not put together well, but I'm like, I can't help it. I love watching the DIY around your home things, and I want to do it.
You know when you look at that, when you look at the YouTube video, you know whether that's janky or not.
That is true, yeah.
You know whether that's the right thing or not. If you're just going to follow it blindly, then yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But at least it'll get you close enough that you go, that's not how this works. Marty, what's the DIY project that you did that you're proud of?
Me and my daughter, who's at the lower end of the millennium spectrum there, the millennial spectrum, changed out her side view mirror on her Prius. And we used a good YouTube video. It walked us through the whole thing. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's you got to take that door apart to be able to do that.
Yeah.
The door panel, it was a few things we had to take apart. But, yeah, the YouTube video walked us right through it. We knocked it out in, like, 40 minutes.
Good
that's
for you.
That's impressive.
That's awesome. And
you're welcome.
And good for you teaching your daughter. You know what I mean?
Kayla, good on you with the carpet. I used to work for a carpet store. That is not easy change your old carpet.
I had bruises on my knee because what you do is you bend down and you have this like pusher thing that you push the carpet with on. You use your knee and I had bruises.
The stretcher.
Yep, the stretcher.
You stretched it and everything and nailed it down. That's awesome.
That's physical work too. That's it's hard.
It's
tough stuff. Have a great day, Marty. Thank you. Only because I'm being told that she has a great accent, and that's the only reason I want to talk to Sandra. Sandra, we are totally out of time. We don't have the time to talk to you right now, but I hear your accent is fantastic, so I want to hear it. What DIY project did you do?
I painted my whole kitchen cabinet.
For the record, your accent is fantastic.
It is fantastic.
I love your accent.
And the chore that you did is fantastic as well.
Seems like that would be easy. That's intricate work.
It's not. It is not.
Painting the cabinets is hard work.
It is not, because I have to go to the Home Depot, get the paint, remove the doors, and also change all the handles and the cabinets. So I did it in the garage. I just placed all the doors in the garage and carpet and just, you know... Yes, yes. It looks like a profession.
That is hard work. Good for you.
It's the
difference between that and slapping paint up on a wall. Is it? I mean, you still have to do that well.
Yeah.
But really, it's just the edging that you have to do.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's a true train. Whole truth and nothing but the truth. Oh, we lost Tara.
Oh, no.
Well, thank goodness our boy Ryan, who's better known as Professor Blue, is here to save us.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. We'll get somebody else in to help, mostly because we have extra Mulan tickets, so I wanted to give those away and more Champ Buchanan Show shirts. Thank you to our buddies at Centennial Toyota. So we'll get you all hooked up. In fact, you know what? We'll bring them in here in a second. Oh, Tara's back. What happened to you?
I hit the wrong button in my car. Sorry.
I hate that. I'm glad you got back through. That's pretty cool, actually.
Me too.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, Professor Blue, you first. How stressful is getting the kids dressed in the morning?
7.
How many kids do you have?
3.
Yikes. Yeah. I thought you only had 2.
See, I thought it was like 4 or 5.
I try to pay attention. Okay, so you have 3 kids. How old are they?
6, 5, and 2.
How many boys? How many girls?
6-year-old's a girl, and 5 and 2 are the boys.
Yikes. Tara, same questions to you. How many kids?
I have 2 girls, 8 and 5.
Oh, my goodness. How stressful is that, getting them dressed in the morning for you?
It's the hair. Part for us. Yeah.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being just like nightmare, 1 being like easy breezy?
I think I'm with Professor Blue at about a 7.
Wow. Here's what's funny. They did it. They did a survey of parents, and according to a recent poll, the average parent reaches their limit 6 times a day.
Oh, okay? Wow.
The top 10 answers... we're going to go over these really quick. That was the 10th. That was number 10. And you're already at a 7.
Oh.
You guys are already at a 7. Little Jasmine Dwayne dressed. Is that stressful for you?
Not anymore, no. So it's like a 2.
Yeah, that's nothing. Getting them to school on time, how stressful? 1 to 10, Professor Blue.
Definitely a 10.
Tara?
About a 6.
Is that what you're doing right now?
I just dropped them off.
Right. Getting them out of bed and ready in the morning. Scale of 1 to 10, Professor Blue.
It depends on the day, so I'll say 5. Depends on what's going on.
Tara?
I tend to agree. Yes, about a 5.
Really? Because I would think that getting them out of the bed is that, like, when you see TV,
yeah,
that's what's always the hard part.
It always took, and I don't know about you growing up, Jen, it always took like 3 times for my mom to come in. And finally, the 3rd time, I'm like, all right, I'm up. We can do this. But it took a couple chances there.
Well, my kids are so young, they wake up right away. They wake me up, so.
Yeah, and I was under the threat of physical harm. It was a different time. It was a different age. And honestly, from the time I was super little, I had an alarm clock. I had to get myself up.
Oh, that's right, because your mother was a mail carrier, right?
Yeah. She was long gone. And I was the only one in the house. I was 6 years old. I was the only one in the house.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine now they would lock her up? She would go to jail for so many reasons. Meal times in general. Stressful, Professor Blue? Scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, we'll say another 7.
Huh. Meal times in general.
I have one tip, though.
Yeah?
It's not a you, it's about what and where they eat, and then you choose if and when they, or they choose if and when they eat. A little positive parenting tip.
Huh. Tara, what meal times in general, scale of 1 to 10?
My kids are eaters. They like food like me, so we're about a 2 or 3 there.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay.
Making them brush their teeth, scale of 1 to 10, Professor Blue.
Oh, 1. They're awesome.
It's so funny because as it's getting harder on this list, your scores are going down. You guys are yeah, completely opposite of this
that's
this
crazy
list. Making them brush their teeth, Tara, 1 to 10.
That's about a 2.
Convincing them to clean their bedroom was number 5 on the list. Scale of 1 to 10 for you, Professor Blue.
We just started, so probably a 6.
That has to be so stressful, because I was a hellion when I was a kid, and I'm like, no, I don't need to put away my clothes, or I'd tell my mom I was going to, and then I'd just go play more in my room.
Tara?
I don't know, I have girls, so they tend to be a little bit more cleaner, but that's about a 2 or 3 for us.
I got to be honest, when I was a step, and the girls were like, Katie was like 6-ish,
yeah,
and Tesha was like 10-ish, and they were, it was a nightmare. Honestly, it looked like a tornado in their rooms. Mm. It was awful. Any of these stand out to you, Lil Jess, as being particularly challenging?
Brushing the teeth was like a 7-year challenge with my kid that now it's calmed down to 1.
Nice. Getting them off their phone or away from the TV, scale of 1 to 10, 1 easy breezy, 10 ridiculously nightmarish hard. Professor Blue.
A 3 or 4. They only have TVs in the living room, so just depends. 3.
Tara?
About a 4 as well, yes.
It's really funny because, again, this was number 3 on the list for people they said was the hardest. getting them to eat certain food, scale of 1 to 10, Professor Blue.
Yeah, 10.
Yeah, 10. Tara, for you, yeah, that's, well, 1 because you said they love to eat.
They love to eat, yeah.
Getting them to sleep at night. You both have very young kids. Getting them to sleep at night, Professor Blue.
I'll say they'll go to bed. They just talk forever. So I'll just say like a 6.
That's great. Tara, scale of 1 to 10, getting them to sleep at night.
I have the same issue, yes. 6.
So they talk to each other?
Yes, in different rooms, and they just go back and forth and have this full-on conversation at 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God.
All right, go back to your room.
I think I already know the number one thing that parents said was toughest, that stresses them out the most about their kid, is when they get sick.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
10.
Yeah.
It's like 10
plus. Yes.
Because not only do you worry about them because they're sick, it's extra work, and you probably know that you're going to get sick too.
True.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank you for that. It was funny, though, in the middle as it started to get the things that stressed other people out. These two were like,
oh, no, that's easy breezy, bro.
Snowball.
Parents of the year, I think.
Well, pack everybody up and take them to the live-action version of Mulan on March 24th at Regal Red Rock. We got 4 tickets each for you guys and Chet Buchanan Show shirts. And thank you so much for riding the truth train.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, we might have to haul out an old bit and do it again. Did you see the the article in Elle magazine with Sophie Turner talking about Jonas Brothers?
I was just reading that. Yes.
She thought Joe Jonas would be a complete jerk when she went to meet him. So were they a blind date?
I guess so.
She went to meet him for their first date at a bar in England. I expected him to show up with security and everything. I thought he would be such a D. I took all my guy friends with me to meet him because in the back of my mind, I was worried he could be a catfish or I don't know what. Her apprehension towards Joe may have been due to the fact that she also despised the Jonas Brothers when she was younger. My friends and I were not Jonas Brothers fans. There was this band in the UK called Busted. They had a hit called Year 3000. It was amazing. We were huge Busted fans. Then the Jonas Brothers covered the song and made it massive. And Busted broke up. We thought it was all the Jonas Brothers' fault, so we hated them.
Oh, that's funny.
Anybody out there who hated them when they first met them and ended up getting married?
Oh, that's good.
You want to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. 702-364-9898. Anybody listening who, and all we need is one, you hated them when you first met them. You're like, God. No way. This one gets hauled out every couple of years.
Yeah.
You hated them when you first met them, and then you ended up, you don't even have to go as far as marriage, although that's usually how it ends
up. You ended up together.
That's usually how it ends up.
Yeah.
But you ended up falling in love. By the way, now I'm really interested. Year 3000 by Jonas Brothers. This sounds like a song that was originally by a group called Busted. You know what I mean? Doesn't it sound like a UK boy band that
Absolutely.
Would be called Busted? Doesn't it? And your great, great, great granddaughter is Little 13-year-old Sophie's just mad.
Oh, my God.
Just PO'd. And
they look like NSYNC. Three members of NSYNC
Busted
together.
Does.
Busted does. I've looked up photos of them, and there's three of them, but look, this spiky hair, like back in the day. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That is totally a-
All right. By the way, phone lines blowing up.
Okay.
You hated them initially, but you ended up together. How'd that work out? We'd love to hear your story right after
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
I am very much amused by this thing with Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas.
It is very funny because if you recall, I believe he slid into her DMs and that's how they ended up dating in the first place.
Oh.
I was trying to remember back when they first got together, but I think that's what it was. Someone slid into someone's DMs. And so
it had to have been him into hers.
Exactly.
Because obviously she wasn't interested.
Not at all.
Because she was like, she went to go meet him at a bar and she'd had to have been thinking, I'm not doing anything. You know what I mean? Like, okay. You're like,
sure,
all right, maybe.
Sure, yeah.
Because she's even going, I expected him to have security. I expected him to be a total D. Just a big jerk.
Yeah.
And obviously it didn't turn out that way.
Yeah.
And her little friends, I can just imagine. Hate the Jonas Brothers.
So funny.
Just hated them. So good. Victoria, it's with you. You weren't into him at all at first. And then things turned out.
Yeah. So we actually went to school together and my ex, best friend, obviously we're not friends anymore, but she always hung out with guys, and I was always the good girl, you know, and then she, you know, I was the honor roll student. We just hung out together, and she always hung out with guys, and when we would be sitting at the table, all these guys would just be coming, and, you know, and I don't know why, I just didn't like him. He just gave me, like, this vibe, and it was just not my thing, and I kept telling her name was Crystal, and I kept telling her, Crystal, like, who is this, you know? And she's like, I don't know, he's just part of this, that, right? So then, turns out we have class together, but me and Crystal went to a party, and obviously he was there, and we just started talking, and then finds out we have class together, and we sat together, and we're high school sweethearts, just bought a house, and just have a kid. Like,
that's
crazy.
Good for you.
It's,
crazy. Yeah, it's, and we would never thought. I was like, how did I not like you?
How did I almost let this one slip away?
Right.
I love this. Kevin's opening line says, "My wife couldn't stand me."
Yeah, she hated me.
Why does she hate you?
So long story short, I had a freak skiing accident, and I severed my leg. It was completely gone. And they actually were able to reattach my leg. Wow. So I got this crazy scar around my leg. And, you know, unfortunately, it's an attention getter. And, oh, dude, what happened? Not something I really like to talk about. You know, there's a lot of rehab, a lot of pain surgeries, skin grafts. But, you know, I got my own leg. I walk, play, run, jump. I do everything.
Cool.
So, you know, we were all hanging out one day, and a friend of mine brought, who is now my wife, and, you know, everyone's like, oh, dude, what happened? Let me. I'm like, bro, I don't want to talk about it, man. Just, like, back up, you know? And she just had this persona, like, oh, he's snobby, he's stuck up, he, you know, he just jock, whatever, woo, 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 woo. He thinks he's too good to even talk to you. I saw her across. When I say if looks could kill, bro, she burnt my heart right out of my chest. I died right there.
Oh,
like, it was
that's
just like,
sweet.
Whatever, you know. So about 2 weeks after that, it was my friend who brought her birthday. So we were all at the party, hanging out, talking. So I saw her and I walked over and I said, "Can I ask you a question?" And she goes, "Yeah." I said, "Do you hate me or something?" She goes, "Why would you say that?" I said, "Because 2 weeks ago when I saw you, you just had this look on my eye like you wish I was dead." She goes, "No, you're just stuck up and snotty." And I'm like, "No, I'm not." She goes, "Yeah, you are. You didn't want to talk to nobody." I said, "Because people want to talk about something that was, you know, very painful and very hard. And it's not something that's easy to talk about." So after about 7-8 shots and a few beers, we started talking.
And that was it. Over 13 years now,
3 kids and 1 on the way.
Beautiful.
Good for you, bro. That's great. Amazing. By the way, is your wife's name's not Catherine, right?
No, it's not Catherine.
No, I was just checking. Because Catherine's on the phone, too. Catherine in Green Valley, and you hated everything about him.
Oh, yeah. I had just turned 21. I moved to Vegas from the East Coast. I was all alone out here. I got a job. He was a coworker, and he would ram carts into me. He would make fun of me. He would pick on me. He would make me cry.
Wait a minute. Where were you at? He rammed carts into you.
We worked in a warehouse.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, well, that seems really random.
Right.
Yeah, like you're walking down the street, some guy's ramming carts into you. Like, what?
Right. And then I still end up with him.
By the way, that's the old kindergarten playground thing.
Yeah, it is.
They pull your hair and then run away. Yeah.
That's what my mom said. And I'm like, well, he had a beard at the time. And I'm like, no 30-year-old man is going to be playing kindergarten games. Mm-hmm. And I went into work and he had shaved his face. And he looked so young and he shaved his face. And I was like, man, you're pretty cute. You're not looking 30 at all. He's like, well, I'm 19. And I'm like, okay, well, you were looking pretty ragged the other day. We should hang out.
Yay!
And there you go. That's amazing.
10 years of dating, 8 years of marriage, just had a baby.
Congratulations.
And I still hate him. He still picks on me. He still physically rams carts into me in the grocery store just to pick on me.
You love it. You love it. Catherine, we got to jump. Thanks for the story.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Well, the one good thing about coronavirus, and I've said this all along, is at least it'll get people to wash their hands a little more.
That is true.
Did you notice yesterday how tough it is not to touch your face?
I tried so hard. Yesterday, I scratched my face in the middle of the afternoon, and I happened to be at a school at the time, and I was like, don't touch anything right now.
I'm going to infect everybody.
Exactly.
The other thing, too, is it's got people thinking a lot more about washing their hands.
Yep.
I will tell you this. I have noted how few places there are that have actual hot water.
Oh, interesting.
We don't have hot water here.
I never thought about that, but you're totally right. And I've let it run before, and I've never
used it.
Oh, now my... What?
I don't use, I just turn the water on and do the washing the hands. That's I don't change the temperature.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. There's no hot water here.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's really kind of, it's just kind of the same.
Yeah,
it really
I
is.
Never noticed.
Oh my God, my eyebrow itches so bad right now and I want to touch it. And you're not supposed to touch your face.
Can you do like the back of the arm? Like that's what I want to know because I have face itches all the time and like little things where I'm like, I need to wipe it. So I was trying to do the back of my arm yesterday, but it just looks awkward. I look like I'm doing something weird.
And let me tell you the one thing you shouldn't do. Don't be paranoid.
Right.
Don't be.
Too late.
Be worried about the flu. You know what I mean? Like, we went and got food. Oh, we went. CDC said you're supposed to have 3 months worth anyway. So we went, why not?
All right.
Why not? At least it'll get us, you know, like, even if there's not a coronavirus, they say that you should have that stuff just in case something goes down.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, fine. Why not? they also say you're supposed to wash your hands 20 seconds, right?
Yes.
And that is as long as it takes to sing happy birthday twice.
Okay.
Supposedly. And if you're tired of that, then you can sing this.
Baby shark.
Keep going.
Mommy shark.
Gotta get through mommy. And get through. That's 24 seconds.
Okay.
So get through, baby. It's so funny. Kayla actually fully just washed her hands, and now she's wringing. She's air drying them.
Yes.
Even though there's no water.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really fun.
I was very committed to
I appreciate that.
It felt very long and excessive, though, in that 24 seconds.
It does.
Because I was like, all right.
If that's not your jam, try this.
Ain't nobody tell me nothing.
Get through the ain't nobody tell me nothing. Keep going. That's 20 seconds on the
got it.
Or all of this is gonna be stuck in your head now while you're washing your hands.
Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo!
Galileo! Galileo! Galileo! I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
20 seconds.
You realize that's a huge distraction. Because I'm going to totally throw my hands in the air. Soap's going to go all over the mirror.
Yeah. Try this one. Hands
coming off of the
scrub, 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 scrub. Let's go between the fingers now.
Now that you're at work, the fun doesn't have to stop. The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday commercial free.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Got him. We good? Good. No,
yeah,
let's
keep it moving. Yes.
Yeah, y'all don't understand. You don't understand the heroism that has taken place, that has just now happened. The things you don't see behind the scenes.
Oh.
No, Lil Jess just saved the whole show.
Right. For you. Thank you for making me feel like that. Yes, because at times, yes.
No, right there. That was heroic because it wasn't happening. So which one's contestant number one?
Naomi Blackburn from Henderson.
Whew. Right under the wire with Naomi. Naomi, what's your buzzer going to be?
Me.
Excellent. And contestant number two, Lil Jess?
Hey, Helena, and I didn't have time to practice, but I think it's Malalari.
Is it Malari?
Southwest. Malari, there you go.
Hello.
Hi, Helena.
Hi, I'm sorry. Hi, how are you guys?
Is your last name Malari?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we just like to say things right. You know, try and maintain some level of professionalism around this.
That is your name.
Around this joint. Yeah, and it's important. I don't like being called Chuck.
No.
No.
Oh, no, you're okay.
I'm talking about, what's your buzzer going to be?
Cha-ching.
Okay, good. Kayla's going to ask the questions. Here's question number one.
Which one of Khloe Kardashian's exes left a saucy comment on her latest cha-ching. Instagram?
Oh, that sounded like Helena.
Cha-ching. Tristan Thompson.
Is Tristan Thompson the one who left a saucy comment? Yeah, he's pretty much the one who always does, doesn't he? Yeah, he always. What'd he say?
Saucy.
Oh, that's what he said.
That's literally what he said.
Saucy.
Yes.
You know what? Ask a stupid question. My mama used to always tell me, you ask a stupid question, you will get a stupid answer. It is one zip, Helena, and here's question two.
Lady Gaga announced her new album that will drop in April. What is it called? Is that Turbo, Chromatica, or Silver Streaks?
Me.
Naomi?
What did
you say?
The Silver Streak?
Who's whispering to you? Because whoever Sarah. It is, yeah, whoever's whispering to you is sending you down a bad path. I would never trust that. I'd never trust that Sarah again.
Helena, is it Turbo or Chromatica?
Oh, I'm gonna take a chance. Turbo?
Is it Turbo?
No.
No, it's that Chromatica. Yeah. Helena still has a one zip lead going into the all important third and final question. It looks like that. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I'm not screwing this up. Okay, good. I want to make sure I wasn't asking the question that you're going to ask.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like that Call of the Wild movie, Call of the Wild. It's not Harrison Ford's fault.
Nope.
It's that creepy CGI dog's fault.
Yep.
It's going to lose $50 million.
What the heck, man?
I know, right? Because the dog's creepy. So we'll make this all-important third and final question worth 50 million game-winning points.
Elizabeth Moss is shutting down rumors that she is engaged to which Hollywood icon? Is that Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, or Johnny Depp?
Me.
Yeah, Naomi, you got to shoot your shot here. You got to try.
I'm going to go with...
Quit Googling.
We're going to go with the last one.
The last
which
one?
Was
Johnny Depp?
Oh, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, you want to go with Johnny Depp?
I do.
All right, then. If Johnny Depp is correct... Naomi gets 50 million points.
Wow.
She wins the game.
Impressive.
That would be amazing.
Might even be a record. If Naomi has it wrong, Helena, with her one measly little point, wins the game. Is it Johnny Depp? Dramatic. It is not.
No!
Helena is the winner. Congratulations.
Yay, I've been trying to get on this forever.
Who is it that they're saying that is...
Tom Cruise is who she was allegedly dating and engaged to, and she's like, no, we're not. I don't even know who he is. So as far as like they don't know, they're not friends.
Yeah, they don't know each other. Yeah, they don't know each other. She knows who he is,
yeah.
Obviously. I thought Elizabeth Moss wasn't interested.
Oh, I don't know anything about that, but that could be true.
That she fishes in a different pond then.
Oh, possibly.
I don't know. None of my business.
Yeah.
And by the way, it doesn't matter to me. Love is love.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter. Naomi and Sarah with the bad information, we got to let you guys go. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a lovely day. Helena, you're going to Vintage Market Days, which I know makes Kayla very happy.
I'll see you there.
Yay. I'm so excited. Thank you, guys.
And Helena Mallari of the Southwest. She's today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The Jeff Buchanan Show, starting your workday with commercial-free music.
Commercial-free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Kayla Jo Walker, you go first.
Yesterday, I started Nevada Reading Week at Arturo Cambero Elementary School. If you listen around 6 o'clock in the morning, we do a thing called the First Pick. It's the first pick of the prizes. Our friend Brandy Pineda calls in all the time. She is queen of the first pick. Thank you for the music. She works at that school and invited me a long time ago to come out and read. So I was really excited to kick off Nevada Reading Week air. I don't have the teachers' names in front of me, which I'm so not prepared this week for it. But it was just a really great time. And they've got some amazing kids there. So to the entire staff and all the students at Arturo Cambero, you is...
I got to turn that off so I can...
The greatest person in the world.
Oh, we're cool now. Hey, mine's going to Nashville, Tennessee. Everybody's talking about coronavirus, and oh, my God, so many things.
Yeah.
We've lost six people in the U.S. And I know there's a few hundred worldwide and all that. And it's bad, coronavirus. And everybody's all worked up about it. But, man, just like that last night in Nashville, Tennessee, at least 22 people gone after tornadoes teared through truly one of the great cities in our nation. Nashville's just awesome. And you just, you know, kind of you just never know.
Exactly.
I guess what I'm not trying to make this a big downer, but I dig Nashville, and it hurts my heart a little that we lost 22 people last night. And I hope everybody can be as excited about trying to help them recover and rebuild and all of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
As we are about, you know, I know coronavirus is serious, but I don't know if it's that serious. You know,
I know plenty of people in Nashville. I know a lot of people in Nashville, and they were there for us when we needed support. So we got to support them now.
Yeah, that's it. And I guess it's not one without the other. I'm just saying there's a lot of excitement, and hopefully we can help them too.
Yeah.
You know? So folks in Nashville.
The greatest person in the world.
Well, Jess.
I'm going to have to give this one to Centennial Hills Hospital. Due to my back pain, I've had to visit their ER twice. And the second time that I went in, oh my gosh, the waiting room. Woo! I was like, wow, this is going to be a wait.
In a good I was like, in a good way or a bad way?
It's going to be a wait, but that's all right. The pain is that bad. But from their whole process, from the security, billing, the nurses, the MAs, the ER physicians, even though it was a wait, it moved and they got to who they needed to get to. And you felt like a priority, even though I knew there was probably someone next to me that needed a little extra help, a little extra attention. Mm-hmm. So Centennial Hills ER and your staff, y'all is
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
All right, gotta go. Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Chloe Chung from the Southwest.
Chloe.
Hello.
Hi, buddy. Hello. Kayla's very proud of her DIY project. What is it?
She installed and stretched her own carpet.
She's stretching her own carpet.
She
did. Stretch her carpet.
I'm impressed.
You stretch yours, too. Don't kid yourself. All-day passes to Adventure Dome at Circus Circus, two of them. With spring break coming, maybe you can use those. Congratulations. Actually, you know, honestly, Chloe and Jeff are going to go together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They will go. Listen, we got to jump. We'll see everybody tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, everyone.
Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. Oh, and thank you again to our friends at Meineke for the final exam. They've extended Customer Appreciation Month, and they're doing $14.95 synthetic oil changes. Boom! That just happened at Meineke.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.